to the Daily Talk Show, episode 776.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Tuesday. Looking fresh, JJ.
Thank you. I've got a new blue jumper on.
Yeah. I actually didn't think about it before. Do you? But I'll bring it up now. Blue on blue. Blue beanie, blue jumper.
Too much?
Different shades of blue. I'm not the fashion guy. Probably George is the guy to ask, is that okay?
I actually like it.
You like it?
I like blue and blue.
Yeah.
And it's almost talk show blue, so
yeah, it
fits well.
Repping the brand.
Yeah.
Fuck, it works well with your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. Now time for some blue, like, tracksuit pants.
No, well, it's part of the rebrand.
That's good.
So, I've decided just to...
I guess it's a reverse brand, reverse rebrand, because you've done this before.
I haven't done much like colour, though. This is sort of the new...
True. Colour.
What's your favourite colour to wear?
Blue.
Okay.
Pops.
You don't have blue eyes, though?
Nah. But it still makes me look fucking rad.
Really?
Red looks amazing on Bodhi. He just looks... It's funny how colours suit people.
Mm.
But then I wonder if... Like, I think blue looks good on you. What do you like blue? Is that you?
Yeah, blue's fine.
Cream guy?
Nah. I had a cream jumper.
Yeah.
Gets dirty.
I like the little numbers we got from Cotton On for our 24-hour live stream. Mm-hmm. I went shit that I wouldn't normally do, like pastel, like
tie dye.
Yeah, well, and I love it.
I wore those trackies last night to bed because it was so cold.
Yeah, dude, it's been real
so
cold.
Comfy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Cozy in my Cotton On trackies.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
I brought up earlier today to you guys about just like what's our system. We, as this operation sort of expands out, scaling, we need sort of policies in place, and one of them is what's the COVID policy? If someone's getting little sniffles, what's our game plan? Never had to really think about it because I've been the guy that's come into work fucking feeling like a piece of shit my whole life. I think you end up doing it with your own business because you got to front up and do the work, whether it be at home or just going into a share space. But that's not okay these days.
No.
And I went down a rabbit hole of just thinking about and looking up, surfaces, when you start looking at videos about blue lights and they're sort of running them over stuff. I'd love to have someone come in here and just do a sort of blue light. Not that I think it's that dirty, but just sort of blow our minds a bit about how filthy we are.
Yeah,
I think most families at home, fucking filthy, like as much as you think, you're going wrong at some point. No one's flawless.
Sure.
Your kid drops something on the ground, the dog licks it, you think it's clean, and then it's like, ugh.
You don't have a dog.
Don't have a dog. But I went. I heard what I thought was a fact. There is more bacteria and microbes on our skin than there is cells in our body.
That's a good fact.
Yeah.
Wait.
And so I heard that.
What does that mean?
Bacteria, so like on the surface of our skin, which you can just look at a nice, sort of bronze arm and think. A nice arm.
I'd lick it.
Doesn't look that dirty.
Yeah.
But there is, it's like your bed. It's like what's on your sheets. You can't see the skin. I went down that anyway. And then I got into because it turns out that some scientists think that people were saying there was like 10 times more bacteria on your skin than cells in your body. And that just blew my mind because we have a lot of cells within our body. Mm-hmm. It turns out that it's 1-to-1. But then I went down the myths and the shit that you used to hear. I spent 10 minutes reading about do your ears ever stop growing? And I was thinking about my grandpa who lived to 100. If he's ever the evidence of your ears keep growing, they were fucking huge, dude. Fucking big ears.
Yeah. It's a worry for Dan Andrews.
I was watching, looking at a video. I was like, oh, my God, he looks like my grandpa. Huge fuckers.
That's all I can see.
Huge ears.
Big lobes.
Big lobes. So, according to one...
I'm so pissed off by Mr. 97's mic technique. Look how far away that microphone is from your face.
I reckon it
has fallen.
Yeah.
But before we started doing the show, I said, are you okay? And you said yes. And you fucked around. So, we moved 97's microphone because he keeps tapping the fucking keyboard during the show.
What's he tapping on? I asked that because we did show notes after the show last week.
And so... Can you just quick? Can we just have 10 seconds of you fixing?
Okay. You could just turn his mic off and yeah, I can keep talking. I was in the middle of something. Just turn his mic off and George's. I'm pissed off at George and him.
I don't know how he's going to go back to
last week, Josh. It's you and I, mate. Just turn their mics off.
Can you see how fucking annoying that is, given the conversation we had before we hit go?
Yeah, he said it's the last time I'm touching it and then it's just drooping like a sad. Can you turn his mic off?
Yeah, I can.
That's the thing that's annoying.
I can, but I just...
It's very annoying for people listening, hearing us talk about
it. The reason why we did this piece of work. Anyway.
Let's slice in that bit with yesterday's bit about Josh. Anyway, so the lobes thing. Turns out, because it was always like cartilage never stops growing, which I read a bit. But anyway, I found this site that was like, they do stop growing. It's gravity. Your earlobes start sort of... sort of stretching out as you get older. Gravity's pulling him down.
Yeah.
And then I think my grandpa probably had big ears. And you look at Daniel Andrews. I mean, you'd think everyone would have just these ginormous ears by the time they're just knocking on heaven's door, you know?
And so the learning was that how...
Well, according to this was like gravity pulls them down.
Mm.
They're not growing excessively when we're heading towards death. But then I was on this site that was 101 science and health myths debunked, which got me going. So myth, I heard this one a lot, eating chocolate gives you acne.
Yeah, well, I think I heard somewhere that I remember the dermatologist when I got Roaccutane, they said the diet's not connected, which I think is bullshit. Like, surely what you eat has something to do with it.
Well, I heard that a lot too So, I had the exact same thing, dermatologists. But I went with it. But then I was... So, I believed him because he was highly educated and a doctor and you're paying good cash.
Well, you think that if you keep spending all of that time to learn this stuff, you would know more than we do.
And so, but then in my own experience, you know, that's the research. It didn't add up. Anyway, it turns out false. For 1 month, scientists fed dozens of people candy bars containing 10 times the usual amount of chocolate and dozens of other fake chocolate bars. When they counted the zits before and after each diet, there was no difference between the two groups. Interesting.
It is interesting. Have you seen the, I want to hear more.
Yeah.
But have you heard of Uber Facts on Instagram?
Uber Facts.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They're like an Instagram that have a bunch of facts.
Instagram?
I'm going to turn on...
Back in the day, you know?
I've just turned on your microphone.
I've actually... I can't talk about the Instagram deletion thing. It gets me fired up. Gets me pissed off.
Well, I noticed that you commented back on YouTube to someone.
Yeah.
And you're using your personal YouTube account.
It's just where you logged in. Sometimes I see it, I'm like, maybe it seems bigger when it's coming from sort of all different angles, and then we'll jump back in, throw a comment from the Daily Talk Show.
Anyway, I've turned your microphones back on. Are we all good?
Thank you.
We're all good.
Okay. I don't know why I turned mine off, but anyway.
Well, you're very close to him. The Uber facts, Sevs, can you Google, let's see how he goes. I want to know how many bugs are allowed in peanut butter.
What do you mean bugs? Bugs allowed in peanut butter. Mm-hmm. They have a bug quota.
Yes.
It's like, well, if we get more than 10, it's a bad jar, but we'll go with 10.
Mm. Are you finding anything?
Yes. 30 or so insect fragments are allowed for every 100 grams.
How do they know that, though?
Jar is allowed to have 150 plus insect fragments.
Seems like a lot, doesn't it?
I mean...
A lot of protein.
I mean, it makes sense where you get peanuts from, with just that there'll be other shit flowing in. Like you buy broccoli. Oh, dude, they've enforced in at least the suburb of Bulleen at Coles all the same protocol. You walk in, they it's so dumb. They squirt the hand sanitizer onto your hands. And they make everybody do it. Last night, she squirted it onto my hands, but before I took the liquid from her, my hand bumped into her hand.
Oh, no.
And she had no gloves on, which I was like, wow, geez. And then they've enforced the limitation on pasta and all the foods again, and there's clear signs like it's on the broccoli. If you don't intend to buy the broccoli, don't pick it up.
It's a good point, isn't it? Avocados would be hard to buy.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, because you're they hard? Feeling for...
Oh, yeah. But the only difference between that is you're breaking it open and then eating it.
True.
And so the problem with broccoli is the thing. And so, but I always think if you're just steaming it, it's like boiling.
Yeah.
Surely it's going to kill off. Here's a thought. Here's a question. And none of us are going to know the answer. After a human passes away that has coronavirus in their system, how long does coronavirus live inside their body for?
That's a great one.
Because it's like, are they, you know, sadly, one of Amy's friends' grandfathers passed away from coronavirus. But I was just thinking about, you're in a hospital, the body's there, and like, how long are they treating it really cautiously? It's a full-on thought.
I reckon it'd be like 3 days. That's just a guess. Because it can survive on surfaces for 3 days, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But isn't it?
That's like, Amy went there. She went that thinking. That's good.
Yeah, I don't completely understand the whole thing. Wow. Like the whole DNA thing. So you can, people will get positive results, you know, positive for COVID-19 based on having like dried up DNA. What does that mean? What does dried up DNA mean?
Is that what they said? They use that term, dried up DNA.
I think that's what was happening with
DNA is DNA. You can get, so hair. Oh, he was positively testing from dried up DNA, which wasn't necessarily fresh DNA.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. That's,
I feel like Grace would know something like that with infectious. Well,
just on the transmission through dead people.
Yeah.
Scientists in Thailand have reported the first known case of COVID from a dead person. The deceased was a forensic medical professional and someone got it off him.
I wonder what they were.
They don't say how many days, but.
It's like slightly different, but you cut a head of a snake off and you can still get, there's still, some of them are chomping hours later. And you can get, the venom's still on the fangs. This is real dark. We're going real dark. When my grandfather passed away, Big E man, we went down to see him because we got the call that he'd passed away. And I felt... We got there and I put my hand on his chest or his hand or something. He had gone. He was still warm. And by the time we left and I felt him, he was cold. It was just like a moment where it gave me perspective on life. And it's like, we are just this, you know, when you do your temperature, that's your body, that's your core temperature. It's 37.5 or whatever it is. And your body's just idle at that and goes up and down. You know, if you're sick or whatever. But then when you're gone, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's full on.
It just gives you that real, like, you know, the light switch turned off.
I was thinking about the crutches that we have, things that we go to just to talk about.
Literally medical. Good segue. Crutches, you know.
No, don't
my
have
parents
crutches.
Have a pair of crutches. Really? I saw in the garage.
Who has a pair? Like, there are,
Dad did,
I guess,
his hip. He had a hip replacement.
I had a moon boot.
Oh, we've got crutches at home.
Yeah, some families have them.
Sam had them because he rolled his ankle.
Real annoying to have to buy again because you can spend like 70 bucks.
Don't you 70K for a real good one?
Primo.
Yeah.
What's a vibration? Oh, geez, that scared me. Is it just a train going by?
Back to crutches.
Yeah, no, crutches.
Not medical crutches.
No, not medical crutches, but just things that we go to. I was saying before the show, I don't want to do another Uber Eats story. Because that's all I seem to, like, I work, go home, get Uber Eats, and things always happen with Uber Eats. So I'm not going to talk about Uber Eats, but then also COVID-19.
Yeah.
We're talking about coronavirus a lot. I wonder if we could do the rest of the show where we don't talk about Uber Eats, we don't talk about COVID, we don't talk about death.
I think it'd be better for the end of this week, for the rest of the week, we don't mention it.
Okay.
It's hard when coronavirus, like last night I'm at the supermarket.
You're doing it again.
Last night I'm at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
New things have happened. It's happening in our world. You just don't go to the supermarket. No, you're just home Uber Eats.
No.
What else did you do last night? Anything good?
Mm.
Is it? Are you
in the last little bit of wine from Saturday night?
Red wine?
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Tastes all right?
Yeah, it was fine.
Have you got a crisis on your hands of you not living?
Crisis? That's a good question. No, I have been. I when I walked in today, I'm not going to have a blow up. I'm not going to get pissed off. I'm not.
No, don't. You definitely don't.
But the fucking seat situation, the chair situation at this office is pissing me off.
Well, I've been telling you to bring your chair from home, and it's mainly to prevent this moment because if
Bree
got
works
your
from
chair,
home, so okay. Bree has that
chair. So you haven't mentioned that.
And so
thought about that.
And so at the moment, I don't feel like I have a desk.
Did he say he wasn't going to blow up?
No, I think this is fair.
I don't have a desk.
You don't really.
I think you deserve to have a blow up, to be honest.
Well, because the screen.
Which screen?
The screen that is my screen that I use for work is now the switching screen. And it's not really designed. If I sit here and work, don't you find that on set it's a bit annoying?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
And so the seat. How much? And so the.
So I've got a desk. Buy a seat. Fix it.
But I don't know if we
buy
should.
Buy a screen. Fixed.
Okay. Well, that was easy.
I was thinking. you can get more of these chairs from IKEA. They are still there.
I would prefer to.
The problem is, do you want a fucking whole set of different chairs?
This is the whole thing. I don't like the idea of having one chair that's different.
We've already
Sebs has already done that. He brought in his primo chair.
I mean, it's less obnoxious than yours. Less obnoxious than yours because yours
is a racing chair. No.
No. It's just got good back support.
Yours was grey.
Yes.
Which more obnoxious than Sebs because it's kind of.
But it's just the leather, like the leather or fake leather or whatever it is.
Lot of problem.
Well, when Grace was in here yesterday, the chairs came up. She knew exactly where they came from. Was it Office Works?
IKEA? I mean, you can get them from
IKEA. She said, "Oh, these are $50."
Yeah, I saw them at IKEA when we went there, Georgie boy, the other week, and I was like, "Oh fuck, we could get some more. That's great." I think there's a few things in life that you don't need to let.
Well, it's just annoying. No, I was just thinking because I walked in to the office. I was like, "I haven't seen TJ yet. Why haven't I said I should go up and say?" I'm like, "Oh no, it's because I'm fucking having to work off the couch." Do you get that or not? Like, JB, do you?
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, you do have a desk upstairs with the iMac there. But I know you want to work from your laptop. I think the issue is that you put the big mixer on your desk, which you don't really want to work with that on the desk. Surely.
No. And the thing is that I would love for Sevs to look after the mixer. But at the moment, he's learning how to fucking use a microphone stand. And so how can we, the guy who doesn't know how to get his mic stand working, how can we possibly trust him with the mixer?
Isn't it set up now? Can't you just move it?
That's what we thought. I thought the fucking mic stand was set up. I said before we went live, I sounded like a bit of a fucking cunt on the, sorry from the language guys. I sounded like a bit of an asshole at the start of the show when we were, before we do the show, we go live.
Oh, yeah.
And, I didn't know that we were live, so I was probably 20% more pissed off than I would have been.
But to be honest, I asked you, can I go live now? Yep, go live. And so I went live. And then you were
also still...
Wasn't too bad.
You're still dealing with the mic stand. So I just feel like there's a few things.
So you just need to buy another one of those screens and take it upstairs.
Is that the idea? What's the list? I think that's... Yeah, so, write the list and then put the budget and then we do it.
I think I need a chair. I would also like
it. Sebs, it's time to use a keyboard, mate.
But also
write a list. This is the time that he should be using his keyboard.
Write
if anything,
this in Asana.
Okay, great.
So there's but the other thing, still from Friday night drinks.
What is it?
The speakers are half like they're sitting on the desk, but they're not plugged in, and like one's pointed the opposite way. Does that not annoy anyone else?
I mean, I don't spend any time upstairs, so.
I think that's the problem.
Your desk upstairs has sort of become the
communal desk. Yeah.
It's not even that bad. Like, no. I make sure it is clean up there. You know, Jess's producer, Jess, she'll be in the office full time as of next week.
Where's her? Which desk is she having?
She gets the one up there.
Next to the stairs?
Yep. It's a nice little desk.
So maybe we get two new chairs.
Sure. Okay. But I think we go with the $50 versions.
They're so squeaky.
Fuck.
Don't
when
you think,
do you
don't
stop
you think,
complaining?
No, but they're so squeaky. As in, like, we're recording stuff.
Yeah, I know. But you got to spend $300 on it per chair at that point. You got to start somewhere. This is we've done well for 2.5 years with these chairs. That's what I think. It's like you get your sort yourself out, and then we're good. Sev's chair fucking squeaks. Mm. They all squeak. Hard to find a non-squeak, no squeak chair. Is that a thing? Because that would be a good marketing.
Definitely is a
thing. No squeak chair.
It's a good brand name.
What about if I became an exercise ball guy?
Oh, you'd hate that. That would suck. That'd be so annoying, I reckon.
Good for your core.
It'd be great for like 5 minutes and then you'd be so bored of it. You want to slouch
Here
back.
We go. Squeaky computer chairs. The most common perpetrators are the swivel mechanism around the wheelbase, the sides and the back of the chair. I just described the whole chair, I'm pretty sure then. You can move the chair back and forth a few times to work the lubricant into the swivel mechanism. Leave the chair to sit like this for a few minutes, then test it for any further creaking. How to fix a creaking office chair. There's a full article about it.
But I've realized, I think that that's what I've, if we've learned anything about me is like my location sets the tone. And so I think that we need to, I really dialed in the home setup and that's why I'm sort of fingers crossed that we all get sent back home.
Fuck no.
Because I don't have to worry about this chair bullshit.
Nah, I think you've lost perspective.
Well, the other option is waiting. Like I'm like, okay, 9 months until we're like, do I have to wait 9 months to get a new chair at the new office? Yeah. So, but we've discussed it. So I'm getting a new chair. That's exciting. I get to $170 budget seems fair because then it's sort
for
of.
For
one chair.
But where does it live?
At my desk.
Upstairs or downstairs?
I only have one desk.
Yeah, but so you're not going to move it?
No. So this will, the shit chair that I'm in now will stay. And I mean, I'll do the show on the, how good is it going to be? Imagine like 5 years time, comfortable chairs, comfortable, just no friction, no cables, no shit on the,
everything you're saying is like there is versions of it that it just keeps pushing out. It's the fucking metaphor for you think you're going to arrive, but you never do. It's
frustrating, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to have this, the most comfortable chair ever in the future, but then something annoys you. You get a back problem again. And so it's like you get a fucking pull a Will Anderson and stand up.
Well, he's back to find when standing desk.
When he does stand up, I've seen him. Yeah. So. When are you going to be happy, mate? When are you going
to
be happy?
I thought when I got the blue jumper, that's why I'm pissed because I'm wearing my new jumper. This is meant to be part of the rebrand.
George and I were walking down the street and we're like, ah, fucking few junkies. Like, and then I was like, oh, yesterday Josh and I were walking and we were going to go one way, but he said, I can't go down there. It's bad for my head.
I don't want to get that
into my psyche.
No, because I just fucking get real punchy. I just like get angry. I don't want to be angry. Is that not fair?
Got to flip it. How do you survive? How do you not be the grumpy old man? And that the grumpy old man is totally just fucking succumbing to every feeling in his body of, I don't like this. I don't like the smells. I don't like the next door neighbor. The fucking, the car out the front. They park over my spot. They're fucking,
you know. Is it genetic?
I don't know.
My dad was a bit grumpy. He's not as grumpy anymore.
Maybe it's genetic, but it's also like you can change. Mm-hmm. I think if you, it's people who do just say, my parents are like this. So it's like, that's what I'm going to be like. And it's just their fucking attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Then I don't want to, there's certain things that
it's like when people say, I'm a glass half full or a glass half empty person. It's like,
okay. Yeah. Seriously, no joke. Reset.
Is reset?
Reset, reset, reset. Okay. What do we need? Like, if we're giving honest feedback to me now, what do you want to see? What changes do you want to see? Starting with Sebs and George.
I just want to give a version of why I think it happens is because you're so future focused that you're thinking about the business we will be in 5 years and what the fuck, what upgrades we will have made by then. But then you're living in the current time, which is great because if you look at where we started.
Why doesn't that cushion stay upright?
Yeah.
We've got a couch and it's got two side cushions.
Oh, because every single Gronk time, has probably sat down and left their bag and headphones.
No. That's my bag and headphones because that's my fucking desk at the moment. The thing, Every time we have a guest, I saw Grace yesterday. Just like, and everyone's surprised every time. They're like, oh, something must be like fixing the fucking couch.
So here you go.
Why is it doing
it? It's a design flaw. It's a design flaw.
I knew it.
And so now that you know that, are you okay with it? That it's just like, oh, we've got to pick it up and put it back up.
It plays exactly into what I thought.
Which, you could get some Velcro, double-sided Velcro, stick it on the
side. Yeah, I've seen people do that with that exact couch.
There you go.
Yeah,
you should get a new couch.
I'm grateful for the couch. I'm grateful that we have this beautiful space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could go that way.
What is the other version? The other version is pain day to day. You could say, like yesterday, mm-hmm. George, you're driving us forward. It's like, there is that version. There's mm-hmm. also living in a world of
a bit unfair too.
Living in a world of pain, which is like, at what point you got to enjoy
title,
the journey.
The title was working with
difficult people.
Yeah.
It was great.
First day back.
I thought it was all right.
Anyway, so if we're doing a reset, what do you guys want? Like, being completely honest, even forget the show's on, I want actual honest feedback because I don't want to talk to you after this. For the rest of the, what are the...
Get now. What's this what episode called?
I don't know. But I'd prefer to just do this now and get it out. Like, just do it all and not fucking talk about it. Like, rip the Band-Aid off.
Rip the Band-Aid.
So, what are the things that you would like to see different about me?
Yeah, I think we've covered it. Just being a bit generally more positive about stuff. I think if you work upstairs, the natural light will help. It's very dark.
Actually,
down here.
I think I'm low on vitamin D. No, seriously. Look, I look anemic. I'm so pale.
I don't know.
I mean, there is a maybe like a little bit of initiative in just like the chair stuff. The speakers. Yeah. I mean, you like
initiative.
You complain. You complain couch. About. You complain about it, but mm-hmm. you don't do anything about it.
Yeah, and you always complain about it on the show. It feels like during the day, it's like...
It's a crutch. I reckon it is a crutch. I reckon it's either Uber Eats, it's coronavirus, or what's pissing me off.
Yeah. Yeah, because that, like, you needed to ask everyone else about that, whereas I saw that and thought design flaw of the couch, but you could have done that and been like, move on, put it back up. You know how many times I fucking put that back up? But I don't even think about it anymore. I'm just like, that's the couch we got. I'll put it back up.
I wonder how many... When I do it, no joke, I think of like a montage of every single time I've done it.
Yeah. And just imagine a montage of the amount of times you wash a dish or take a piss. There's a bunch of stuff. Brush your teeth. Tell Sevs off.
I thought you were sitting down on the couch like because you wanted to. Because sometimes I'll
too,
go down
me
there,
too.
Sit on my laptop. It's quite nice.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah. I was doing it the other day.
Did you not see that I went
transitioned
from
to the floor?
Yeah.
Did you?
But there is desk space upstairs. I just feel for
there's desk space, but there's no chairs.
The young business person that has to work from home wants an office and just... It is the case. We've gone from a small office to twice the size. Mm-hmm. And remember the blow-ups we used to have at the old office, Josh? Mason? That was off the show?
There was no aircon. There was no heater. There was
chairs, the big fucking desks.
And you always find a solution, but it involves some sort of hard rubbish, you know, like that fucking aircon thing that you had.
It was great.
That was it great. Leaked, remember? It would flood. Remember, it would flood.
I was grateful that we had some aircon and we didn't have to pay $3,000 that we didn't have. Like, what's the other option? The other option I see from your perspective is just complain about it. And it gets you through not having
it. It works.
No, it does. It's painful as fuck. It's more painful than having to clean up a little bit of water from a aircon machine that was gifted to us by Scooter Derek that took the edge off the air in the summer, in the hot months.
That's true.
Thanks, Scooter.
It was so good. It was lucky.
So what are some of
the
things?
Then I left it there.
What are some of the things that are
wrong
on
move?
GB, if there were some office changes, like, or what are some of the what's the friction that you feel?
With you or with
no, with
I just think, I think I don't think people care to the degree you do. We're moving on. Like,
I love the office.
I fucking think it's great.
Yeah.
Like, at what time? At what point in the last month have you stopped, Josh, and thought, I'm grateful for what we've built here and the people around us and the sick space. Like, at what point have you done that? Because it might just help.
Oh, I like the people in the space. I do. Jess is great. She's very good with all the email stuff.
But she hasn't been in much.
Yeah. And so like a...
I'm more thinking about the problems. It's not like the people tick.
Yeah, it seems people. Like the wood that we have is getting squeakier. What about the other... yesterday we were about to have a meeting and I could hear when I was standing at the wooden desk, there was some weird reverb that was going on. Some
no
echo.
One else could hear it.
No one else heard it, cared about it. You put a jumper down and say,
jumper on the
fix
table,
it.
Fix it.
It's like, no shit. Mm. A fucking wooden surface and you're talking is going to be changed as soon as you put a blanket or a jumper onto it.
If you were to, at home, if you were to make one improvement, what would
at
you
home?
Make?
Yeah. At home, it's all about just trying to make the workflow easier. Mm. Storage. What have I got? Did the cull of the t-shirts. Mm-hmm. That's been helpful. Pants. We've done a bunch of these things. So Amy bought more washing baskets. So there's some that live in the actual laundry and in our room.
That's good.
Bins, got that sorted. Bought a dryer, big tick. Like that just winter time trying to dry clothes and a baby. Like there is so much clothes that a baby has. So much.
Is that just because they shit themselves?
Not just three. So every morning, t-shirt, long sleeve, jumper, pants, socks, take it off, could get home, might have pissed his pants at daycare. They've changed his pants. You got that.
Could
double
you
up.
Get rid of the t-shirt and just do a thicker long sleeve?
Nah. Well, maybe. I just, it's like.
It's three not, layers.
Three layers is good though. Like sometimes they're a thicker, longer sleeve and then underneath. Yeah, it's fine. But so in terms of that, like cooking stuff, yeah, no, I think we've done it. Like, mm-hmm. I think we've done a lot. Amy, we were living with no shelving, no real shelves for Bodhi's books. And then Amy bought that. Like we've been doing this.
But it's so funny how we put up with stuff. But then we think about how much it's annoying us or it's actually taking energy.
No, annoying you.
No, but GB, don't you think there'd be things that if you actually thought about, it's like, oh, actually, if I was just to do that thing, that's going to make my life so much easier.
Yeah. I mean, I don't complain about, like, I can't, there's been nothing in this office that I've complained about, I reckon. I love this place.
You're not and a also, complaining guy. Like, it's home, not like, a brand value. It is for yeah. you, Josh. It's
I,
more
I just
for
can't
you.
Be bothered. At home as well, like, there's some annoying things, but just whatever.
Like what?
No NBN.
Yeah, internet.
Like, that would be so annoying. That is quite annoying. But what I can't do anything about it.
And then I reckon I've been more annoyed about your internet than you have. Like, when we were trying to set up your mobile data. Mm. When we were doing the show and you couldn't get your fucking, that Ethernet and the USB thing. I think I blew up more than you did.
Yeah. I can't remember how that ended up working.
Has it, but is yeah. it?
You used a different cable, I believe. It was the adapter. Yeah, no, it was,
I don't think, Mason, you don't complain. You don't, like, this. What's?
No, I mean, a little bit. Like, it's annoying having to move things every time to do the episode.
But he also, I think he sees me as a complainer and then will say it to me when no one else is here. Like, he will say, I can't fucking wait to be out of this office.
Do you?
A little bit.
Are you just trying to fucking be relatable?
No, I mean,
or are you being ungrateful, you little prick?
No, well, it's more like a time period where you just can enter into it and let it out. And Josh is a perfect person to let it out with because he'll just jump on it and roll with it.
Yeah, you know what? It's like you always see the little fucking bitches at high school that were always just bitching together.
It's because bitches, I'm a bitch.
Bitches at no.
But this is my problem with other workplaces.
Negativity. Like, think about the negative.
Do you think I'm a negative guy? I'm quite
that's
an
That's a negative. Like, if you're just looking at either positive or negative as that entails, it's a negative quality to be looking at what you don't have and it being shit. Mm. Like, it adds a negative energy to your body. Not
maybe.
Saying, you're not a negative guy.
But I probably should. Maybe I need to get right into optimism, like read up and go that way where it's like.
I think like meditation is a version of perspective in the moment. So you're triggered and thinking it like you lean into it. It's like the squeak, fuck, and then you're gone. You just snowball. And so it's like, how do you slow it down or dial it back 50%? Mm. That's what meditation
does.
Which
I think I have because I didn't walk in today and be like, fuck, like I just walked. Sorry, I just worked on the couch. But the thing is that it's it almost feels like a simmer. So it's like a little, like rather than it being like this blow up, it's this like little annoying thing.
It's just not cathartic.
And so then any other thing that happens, then it becomes like it all compounds.
Right.
I
just think like we're making videos, we're making podcasts. Like it's pretty fun. We're not, we're not saving lives. People be complaining about, you know, nurses have the right to complain about things.
Well, they go to work and put they're in front of people that could kill them.
So you're saying my sick problems people aren't
bringing COVID back
into
it? It's
not that big a deal.
It's absolutely not. It's and but what you're saying is, I agree with you that the optimism approach of like, how do I be highly optimistic?
Mm-hmm.
It's that is a version of meditation in terms in terms of stopping when you're triggered to implement something other than delving into the, you know, the negative emotion. So it's like, I'm being triggered right now. What am I grateful for?
Well, it's interesting the, you know, with COVID, don't you think?
Not allowed to talk about it, mate.
Oh, sorry.
No, you can.
Well, just with people dying, and you would think that with people dying, you would all of a sudden become like way more sort of just accepting of the, or just like, oh, you know, like you can't get angry at the Uber Eats delivery issue.
You just morphed COVID and Uber Eats to two things we weren't allowed to talk about. Well, weren't allowed to talk about.
And no, but the thing is, like, it's amazing how the perspective thing only shifts so much. Like, we're not, like, you can't go from zero to woke.
Mm.
It's a never-ending process. The gurus, Ramdas, you know, these enlightened beings always spoke about not having nailed it, getting pissed off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're meant to be the holy ones, but they're like, that's the human experience.
I feel like Josh is more pissed off now than at the start of the
I came with fun games.
I said, what did I say before we started?
All I've got is
can you bring a game?
And I did. So we're going to finish this episode off. Weird laws from around the world, true or false?
Okay.
Alabama, USA. It's against the law to throw confetti or spray silly string. True or false?
True.
Yep. It is true. This law exists in Mobile, Alabama, and reportedly enacted for public safety reasons.
It's a good law, actually. I don't mind it.
Mate, yeah. If you've used legit confetti, like mate, if you got that in your eye, fucked. It's like little razors.
Mm. They're all about that rice now.
Poland. This is a different... Hang on.
That's true.
What does that mean?
Weddings, they'll throw rice.
Oh, yeah.
Winnie the Pooh is banned from all playgrounds and children's areas in Poland.
False.
It's true.
Well, it would have been a whack one to make up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I could make up. So you do a few and then
UK.
I'll make up some.
UK. It is illegal to operate a cow while intoxicated.
Operate a cow.
So, I don't know. Ride it, walk it.
I think that's false. Fake.
That's probably true.
Because it's true. Section 12 of the Licensing Act 1872, which is still in effect, makes it an offence to be in charge of cattle while intoxicated.
Mm.
Okay.
Could be dangerous.
I wonder if the same applies for horses.
Oh, this is a good one. Ohio, sheep. USA. It is illegal to get a fish drunk.
False.
Yep. You're right. Although the law is often widely cited as one of the most ridiculous laws in the world, there is no Ohio law which it states, blah, blah, blah. You're right. They're just throwing a few little spanners into works.
Should I make some rules up? Because I think it's quite a creative thing here. What's a rule?
It's only good if you actually can then come in with a few that are obscure. So, you know, 10 answers.
Mm-hmm.
You got 5 in there that are whack. And then you've got 5 that are obscure, which throw you off the scent. And
What about in Barcelona, you can't play Monopoly after 10 p.m. on weeknights?
True.
False.
It's false. I made it up. Is that good? Do you reckon that's a good example or no?
It's very tailored to you.
Yeah. The only reason I knew it was false was because you've been playing Monopoly after 10 in Australia quite a lot.
This one. It is illegal to build sandcastles in Italy. a certain part of Italy. I can't say the name of it. True or false?
True.
True.
In Eraclea, a town near Venice, a 250 euro fine was implemented for building sandcastles on the beach. What about this?
Wow.
It is a 3,000 euro fine if you knock down a sandcastle in Portugal.
True.
It's false. Well, I've made it up. They're all made up.
So. UK, all males over the age of 14 are to be trained in shooting a longbow.
False.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty outrageous. I would know about that, wouldn't we?
Mm. It's, so that's Ryan, the game. Ryan John made the video he about did. Sort of wacky laws, like, and there's a funny video. I'm not saying Ryan's wasn't funny, but he, I think he drew inspiration. There's a guy in the UK that did it, and it's like he has this fish that's like a meter long. It's real. And it's illegal to be running down the street with a fish.
Oh, that's good.
And it's like this huge fucking dead fish that he, it's hilarious. Anyway, there's some obscure laws still in Victoria. Mm-hmm. Like you can, like pubs, they have to have an area for you to tie up your horses.
That's right.
Which is obscure.
Very old school.
Old school.
They used to ride their horses to school and stuff.
Back in the day. Mm. Yeah, my mum, she even used to get, and she's only 70, young duck. She used to have milk and butter delivered by horse and cart in Camberwell.
Good. Wow.
Oh. Like that was
Camberwell.
That's cool.
She was born 1948, so that, you know, 1958, 10 years later, she's like in 1958, there was still horse and cart delivery of I wonder if it was like yeah, novel. There was shitloads of cars around.
Yeah, yeah. You can like, still do a horse and
was
cart.
Was it an asphalt road?
Yeah, mate, she's not that fucking old.
Okay.
Well, it could have been cobblestone. No, there's still cobblestone.
Definitely, but it's down the mat, like it's just off Riversdale Road in Camberwell.
Yeah, there was Guzmani Gomez.
Yeah, Nando's were doing fucking good peri-peri back then as well. But yeah, it's just, that's what you call a bespoke business now. It's like they're delivering horse and cart.
I could imagine a hipster sort of movement towards that.
Well, over in Boston, I think Boston, there's the Boston Cowboy and he rides around on a horse throughout the city. So there was like photos from the, you know, the protests when there was heaps of shit going on and these crazy images of a guy on a horse. And I was like, oh my God, there's fucking people riding into the city. Turns out that no, that's like, he's
doing
guy.
Shit.
There was a guy in Port Melbourne. So when I lived in Albert Park, he would ride down the beach on his horse.
Mm.
I got some great photos of him. Real kook, though. But it was legal to...
Do you know what the fucked up thing about horse riding is?
What? This is some great... Because there's a lot of great things about horse riding, but if you want to go the
no, it's
ones,
like... No, I guess... I don't think we hold them up to the same standard that we do for dog walkers when it comes to the shit on the ground.
That, yeah. No, law in Melbourne. Melbourne law around horse poo. Remember in New York, we were seeing a heap of horse poo. Code of practice.
Did we? I don't remember that.
What happens to the Collins, the horses that walk along Collins Street? Oh, no. What's the other street
that's
running?
That's horse manure bagged. They have bags on the back of their bums.
Oh, that's right.
They've actually got catches in the city. Like, I don't think.
Makes sense.
That's worse, isn't it? Yeah. That's fucking foul. But this is seeing it steaming up.
Yeah,
it actually looks like the fucking the potatoes in my plastic container from the other Uber Eats.
Yeah. God. Imagine back in the day the smell of horse, like in the wintry countries.
I get it. And so
I love the smell of going horse riding. Like it brings back so many childhood memories. We used to go gun them at a horse trail ride.
What does it cost to ride a horse?
Between 40 and 60 bucks.
Okay.
Maybe more. You can go on like, depends on how long you go for. You can do a, you know, half day trail ride. You can actually, you know what would be fun? Getting full Gronk squad together to go do winery tour on horseback down in the Mornington Peninsula.
What's happening with golf?
I don't know, mate. What's happening with your chair? You going to organize it?
Hmm? No, well, this is the thing.
You were meant to have comms with Jace.
Yeah, so I'll chat to him.
Yeah,
Jace, if you're listening, I'll call him. You're just sculling a bit of soda water. Now, before we go, has anyone had? I'm trying to work out the aha moment where I get this crazy amount of perspective, and then like I don't get angry at the
you don't
the
need,
couch.
You don't need one though.
But have you had any aha moments?
Oh, okay. Have I had any?
Have you had any where it's like a moment where you've realized, hang on, Tommy, you need to change your life. You need to, like, it's time to stand up and be the best version of yourself.
Amy had a lump on her boob, and so we went through the process, and mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's all good. And I, you know, you're just like, this is going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Nah, this is, you know, it's, she had a sort of lump. When you're breastfeeding, you can get like infected duck, mm-hmm. Milk ducts. And Amy had one that was like rock solid. Like you could feel this huge fucking clump and you got to massage it out. It's the most bizarre shit ever. And on top of breastfeeding, which is bizarre. And we went and got it tested and it was in the same side. And then the guy was lovely. Yeah, no, it's all good. It's, yep, we're just going to send you off and get you tested over here. I'd like you to get that done today. We're like, yeah, sure. Anyway, long story short, results came back and it was all good. He was really fucking worried though. He didn't tell us that he was really fucking worried. And in hindsight, after hearing some people who have gone through serious shit, the same thing happened to them. We had no clue though. So it was like worry, but it was like, no, I think we're all good. He seemed really fucking positive. And then on the other side, when we found out that he wasn't that confident and he was sure that it was going to be something different, and it turned out that it was just a thing that went away, it was like, oh my God. Like it was moment of perspective. There was nothing that changed, but it was just I think it's a false, there's no change. I don't necessarily think that change comes from the some moment of high awareness. In that moment, I was highly grateful that we didn't know and it turned out well, and oh my God, like it just makes you think all the things of like dark shit, which gives you perspective for the life you have in the moment. But I don't think it changes. So when you, because you're always like you're slipping back into just being ungrateful for life. And so the pancake thing, exactly, this trivial bullshit. And so it has to be a constant practice. That's why people have a gratitude journal. That's why people do meditation. It can't be, what you can expect is to be fucking ungrateful with your life. So expect that and do a practice that helps you,
so you
gather perspective.
So no, not really, no aha.
No, because I don't think, in my mind, the aha leads to a huge change. But I don't think that's necessarily how it works because it's too easy.
I thought that story was going to lead to an aha. It had a...
It was a heightened level of gratitude in a moment, but I think it goes, is what I'm saying.
Boys?
Nah.
Just a couple of fucking...
Never had one.
Oh, yeah, for me, I kind of touched on it before, but it's being around, like, in another workplace where everyone's complaining about just the most mundane shit and they're getting paid...
Would I fit in?
Nah, because you complain... I think you complain about stuff that's a little bit more will get you somewhere, but they're complaining about just ridiculous stuff for the sake of complaining. When you hear that and they're making, like, 150K a year or whatever, and then... You know, my girlfriend Hannah is a nurse in an aged care home. She's doing stuff that they would never be able to do and getting paid, you know, way less. That just pisses me off.
People's lack of perspective can give you perspective. It's like what you're saying is this guy's out of control on all this money and complaining about bullshit.
Yeah.
And then I'm over here, you know?
Yeah.
It's anyway,
I just don't complain about that much stuff, because I just can't be bothered. And also, it just doesn't
faze me. Planning on it, but I get it.
That's all right. Big day tomorrow anyway.
There is a big announcement. I'm hoping... I said that it was going to be 6 a.m. There is something that
was
I'm...
Was it 6 or 8?
I said 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. I've said both, but I'm waiting for something to... basically be delivered into my inbox so that I can work it all and so it can all happen. But 6 a.m. I think is when it's going to happen. So we're going to WhatsApp. We're going to Discord. Be at your phone. We need you to do something. And it is the start of something exciting.
Yeah.
Would you say anything else?
Nah, I'd leave it at that just in case we don't send it out at 6 a.m.
It's happening.
It's happening.
The other thing... on the little things that annoy me. We're getting rid of the quotation marks when we're quoted in TDTS quotes. I think it's unnecessary. I think people know that it's quote.
Yeah. Oh, fair. Yeah,
but I like that because that's part of your values. Small things matter.
Cool.
That thing.
And so don't you, yeah.
Yeah. No, I've changed my mind completely.
No, okay. So that's exciting.
Yeah, great.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right, guys. I'm about to wee myself. Scald too much water.
All right. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow. And get your phones ready. Get ready for that announcement. 6 a.m. tomorrow, Melbourne time. We need you. And you're going to look forward to it. Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye.